Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Inga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the battle of the mind. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. And I welcome the listener to this very great perfect topic, the battle of the mind. The battle of the mind. There are three essential areas. Man is helpless. We have three essential areas that we are helpless. Though we sometimes not agree with it, the validity is an objective. And every rationality to challenge it is fruitless. These three areas are in healing our spirits. Man is helpless. In healing our hearts, man is helpless. Even in healing the injustice that we always endure from generation to generation, we are helpless. Einstein says, the individual feels the vanity of human desire and purpose. Peter King. Albert Einstein said, the individual feels the vanity of human desires and purposes, as well as the majesty and wonderful order which reveal themselves in nature and in the world of thoughts. The battle of the mind. As we know that we are apologetic, our real battle is not with human cultists, false religionists, atheists, agnostics, and pseudo-Christians, but with the demonic beings walking through them, of which even the flesh and blood opponents themselves are sometimes unaware. There are four basic psychological features of mind. You know, because this battle that I'm talking about, that we are talking about, that we are discussing about today, is not a conventional war that we see, for instance, the coalition country fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, or civil war in Syria. But we are talking of the mind. And when we're talking about mind, I want us to know that we have four basic psychological features of mind. Because the battle that I'm talking about, the battlefield is the mind of humanity. And that is why it's so dangerous. And that is why even our flesh and blood were opponents themselves, and sometimes unaware. The four basic psychological features of mind are thoughts, effects, knowledge, and motivation. strength, knowledge, and motivation. That I'm talking about four basic psychological features of the mind. You know, when we say, what is mind? Mind, according to dictionary, is declared to be that which is responsible for one's thoughts and feelings, especially the seat of the faculty of reason. I don't want to carry us too much into philosophy and the psychology, because we are trying to expose the deceit of devil and to let us be consciously know that we are at war every day in our mind, and to make us to know that this battle we are about cannot be fought by physical weapons. Mind, according to the dictionary, like I said, are responsible for one's thoughts and feelings. Somebody said before the changes action, changes in thinking. When we talk of logic, and we talk of reason, we find out that, according to Aristotle, by nature, to summarize the nature of humanity, which is based on cause and effect, because we try to analyze things by physical things, but we always forget that things that we see is being governed and dictated from unseen. Aristotle said, wickedness corrupts human nature and giving false principles and evil measures of all things. Wickedness, human nature, and giving false principles and evil measures of all things. Logic and reason command somebody to confront your enemy. But your thoughts and feeling is the product that gives you who is your enemy. It's a little bit deep. And that's why we have to surrender, submit to God, the creator of all things. Thoughts, feelings, they are unseen. But because they were not seen, does not necessarily mean they are not existing. The irony of life is that we always try to give attention to everything that's seen. But we try to deceive ourselves and downplay the power of things that we do not know. For instance, no one has ever seen his feeling. No human being has ever seen, you can see a ghost. No one has ever seen the number. When I said 2 times 5, I said 10. It's agreeable, but it's a feeling. Because the number objectivities is nothing. The sense even that we use to perceive things, is not sin. And that is what gives us the problem in the scientific world that we have, in a culture of relativities. The battle of the mind. As we have discussed, mind, which is responsible for one's thoughts and feelings. And there is three features, the seat of human thoughts and feelings. We have the intellect, emotions, and the will. Emotion is an objective. And this, the outcome can be negatively, but one essential product of emotion is to manipulate the mind, the battle of the mind. An emotional threat, somebody, other, to gain attention. I'm not saying they were manipulators. We are talking about abstract. But by the time we just finish this thing, this topic, we'll be able to analyze that our battle and our victory depend on our beliefs and the belief in whom we believe. If we put our trust or belief in our money, I guarantee us that he cannot give us the victory in this battle of the mind. Think we believe in our God-given intellect, we are doomed to failure. If we think that we rely in emotion, alas, there is no way out. Intellect is to intimidate people. For instance, we always draw the conclusion of mechanical warfare by the sophistication of the one that is engaging in battle. But the experience proves that the victory does not necessarily depend on the sophistication. So, there is part of human thoughts and reason that wants to suppress the enemy by their intellects and using the physical thing to corroborate the unseen. But I don't want us to be carried off. We are talking about the battle of the mind, which I've already said, of which even the flesh and our blood, opponents themselves, are sometimes unaware. Thoughts. We have the will. All this thing is given by God Almighty to humanity that is created in his own image. Our will is to control. It is true that no one can control his thoughts and feelings. No one can control your pain, your joy, your sadness. But we have the willpower to refuse, to succumb to the dictates of this all of these senses, all of these mind. And I want you to know as well that when we talk of joy, when we talk of happiness, sadness, you don't see them, but we feel them. The battle of the mind. Jesus was talking to the religious people. In the book of John chapter 8. And Jesus said in verse 44 to the Pharisees in a fierce argument about the entity of Jesus when they put it in question. In St. John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." The battle of the mind. In a time of wars, the first casualty is the truth. Because everyone that's engaging in warfare always proclaims what benefits to their cause, even if it is against the truth. We all agree with this. The battle of the mind. Everyone engaging in battles always proclaim what benefits. The benefit for their cause, not necessarily mean the truth, even no matter what you think the country. Because according to the Aristotle, our nature is corrupt with wickedness and always give us false principles. The battle of the mind. Does that mean human beings is doomed? No. But this always reflects us, make us know that as some force is greater than us. But the irony is that devil is a liar. He has no truth, for he does not stand in the truth. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, that is the Bible. For he's a father of lies, of it. You know, that word, resources, see, make us to be agree with their resource. Resources can never happen according to some theory of science that the heart comes from nothing. You can't have resources without a source. The battle of the mind. We have psychological feature. We have supernatural entity. And we talk about knowledge. I want you to know that when we are at war with the mind, which is constantly, no one is immune of this battle. Because it is a battle that goes on. And the big battle is the mind. And when you use logic and reason sometimes they can be very deceptive. How can we be victorious with this battle? The way out. According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Like I told you, truth is an objective. And in the confessional warfare of humanity, either civil war or multinational or international warfare, truth is false casualty. For both sides are not telling the truth. They are just pursuing their interests. The evidence is what we are just witnessing in our modern world today. But I want you to know that the manifestation of what we are seeing in this physical system of war is being governed in the spiritual realm. I'm talking to apologetics now. Therefore, we don't want too much attention to the physical. For the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Then he said in another area that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3, he said, though we walk, or we walk by flesh, but we do not war according to the flesh. The battle of the mind. We walk by the flesh. Though it look like civil war in different countries, tension between superpowers, everyone trying to give reason for their own tensions. But the reality is that all is lie. Because the manifestation of what is happening in the real physical world is being detected above human reasoning. It is about mind. It is about interest, which we do not want to give consent to. But to the apologetics and believer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Because to defeat the physical manifestation of the warfare in your life, it could be poverty, it could be denial of your right, it could be sickness. We must understand the enemy by using the unseen weapon. Because this enemy is not seen by us. And I lay emphasis in the time of war. Whatever country it is, always remember the false casualty. Whoever is the government, it could be whatever. The false casualty is the truth. For both sides, we're not telling the truth. They are just proclaiming everything that can benefit their cause to go to war. And that is why the Bible called devil a murderer. Because he murdered human race in the Garden of Eden. When he deceived Eve and Adam fell into sin, the human race were murdered immediately. For the creator of man pronounced judgment and said, dust are you, and you will go back to dust. And the Bible recorded that Adam lived so years, and he died. And since that time and that pronunciation, man is born to live and to die. Every moment that we wake up, we are dying. So forgive us that we have the power to pull down the strongholds, the power to cast down imaginations and arguments and everything that rests against themselves, against the knowledge of God. And we can bring into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. Therefore, I go back to what I've just talking about in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 from first time. It's a vital, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth, you see, and Jesus is the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This is our weapons of warfare, the word of God. And that we diligently put our trust in it and ask for the mercy of God. We are not fighting for victory, but we are fighting in victory that has already been purchased by Jesus Christ. Victory is for us in this battle of the mind. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on July 6, 2014, on which the topic will be In the Grip of Fear at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Thank you, and may God bless you. Thank you.